Yeah, it's been a challenging year. We've had our share ups and downs over the course of the season. The good thing is our players have been terrific throughout this entire season, just battling and coming to work every day, working as hard as they can to try to help our team get a win.
They kicked a Cordarrelle Patterson last week. Mike Nugent kicked a Cordarrelle Patterson. That was a shocker.
Yes, and he made them pay.
Yes.
He had some nice returns, set us up with great field position. We were glad that they kicked to him. We thought that they would go into the ball game, and they did, and did a terrific job of returning. But we also had some good blocking.
In your tenure, either as defensive coordinator or head coach or from back in your playing days with the Bears, what are some things you remember about Metrodome/Mall of America Field that jump out at you immediately?
The noise, both as a visitor and being on the home sidelines. I mean, it can really cause havoc with an opposing team and provide energy for the home team. So always grateful for our fans and the home field advantage they provide for us.
Last two, outside of the Cincinnati game, your offense up to the Bengals game, I think had been averaging 444 yards per game and about 30 points per game. So you got some things squared away offensively at the end of the year, didn't you?
We did. I mean, we were able to find out a lot about a wide receiver that we were hoping it would come through for us in Cordarrelle Patterson, who really has blossomed in the second half of the season. Seeing Greg Jennings become a more part of our offense, finding out that we don't have to be totally reliant on Adrian to jumpstart us on offense, and seeing our offensive line improve as well. So there were some good things that came from that, and getting a chance to view a Matt Castle down the stretch.
And despite the outcome in the Queen City of Cincinnati, the Minnesota Vikings did make some good plays. Let's take a look at them with head coach Leslie Frazier.
Paul, we finally got a team that decided in this second half of the season to kick off to the best kickoff return guy in the NFL, Mr. Cordarrelle Patterson, and he makes the Bengals pay. Mm. Terrific job of hitting the crease and almost outruns the entire kickoff team, get pushed out of bounds by their kicker, Mike Nugent. But watch some of the blocking up front. Guys do a terrific job of believing and just hoping that we're going to get a chance to return one. So we do, and you see Joe Berger does a terrific job of sealing his man. We get a nice block by Jerome Felton as well, not just a fullback on offense, but a good kickoff blocker as well.
Joe Banyard
comes in and gets a nice block.
Jeez.
And we're one little nudge away from breaking this. Just a great job by Cordell and the guys on the kickoff team of getting some key blocks to help us. And then on offense, we get a turnover on defense that sets up an opportunity for us to score on offense. Terrific play action fake to the best running back in pro football. Great throw on the move by Matt, and terrific move by one of the top young receivers in the game, and Jarius Wright. Nice little okey-doke move on their young corner. Great move, great job of finishing the play as well.
That's a double move, right?
That's a true double move there.
Jeez.
When you sit a guy down and you bring it back over the top. But this is kind of what sets it up, though. The play action fake to Adrian sets it up.
Yeah.
And now Dre Kirkpatrick, their young corner, he bites on the nod, and then, you know, Jarius does the rest. Terrific job. Great throw by Matt. Good execution by our offense.
That was nice.
Now we're in a situation where we have a chance to feature Cordarrelle in the backfield. We do a toss play that we would ordinarily do with Adrian or Toby, and we get a great block up front by Matt, and Cordarrelle kind of does the rest. Just outruns the angles by some pretty speedy defensive backs. Terrific job by Cordarrelle. Shows his speed and his ability to be able to be fearless, you know, coming out of the backfield. Nice block by Brandon Fusco on the edge. Good job by Chase Ford as well. Good by Rhett. It's just a well-executed play, and Cordarrelle kind of does the rest. Just speed, great elusiveness by him. Tremendous player. Great with the ball in his hands. Now we have a 3rd and 5. We have an opportunity on defense to kind of get after the quarterback a little bit. We get a nice pass rush by Brian Robinson off the edge. Good job by Everson Griffin coming in to finish the play. We have another opportunity on the 4th and 12 in the final quarter of the game. We're trying to, you know, show a little zone coverage. We're showing some pressure. You can see Jamarcus Sanford walking down to kind of disguise, gets the quarterback to check the call. And now we're saying, okay, you 4 guys, go get the quarterback. Good job by Jared being able to push the pocket. You'll see it from the end zone. He pushes the pocket with their tackle, Whitworth. Does a good job by Everson, once again, you know, doing a good job of executing the stunt, ricocheting off of their guard, putting the quarterback on the ground. Big play by our defense.